Good afternoon, everyone. Happy Monday. We would like to convene our meeting of the Fire Technical Advisory Committee. Today is July 29th of 2019, and it is 2 p.m. We will begin by calling roll in order to confirm our quorum. Please answer by saying here. Hamid Bahadori.
Here.
Pete Schwab.
Here.
Amanda Hickman for Joe Belcher. Jeff Gross.
Here.
Robert Hamburger.
Here.
Brad Schiffer.
Here.
Thank you. Joe Holland.
Here.
Tony Applebeck. Jim Schock has been excused today, and once again, Amanda Hickman for Joe Belcher. Okay, we do have a quorum. We'll check back for Amanda in just a few minutes. Next, we'd like to approve the agenda as posted if there are no recommended changes.
Schiffer moved.
Hamburger second.
Schiffer, Hamburger, all those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And Amanda Hickman for Joe Belcher, I believe you've just joined the line.
Yes.
Thank you.
Here.
And you were there for the vote, is that correct, on the agenda?
Correct, yes.
Thank you. Next, we'd like to approve the previous minutes of July 9th of 2019. We would like to note that there was a staff correction on page 19, and those were posted this morning. I'd like a motion to approve, please.
Motion to approve, Hamburger.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Schwab.
All those in favor of the amended minutes, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Our first item to consider, or only item to consider today, is our DEC Statement 2019-043 by Robert Shepherd of Monroe County. Before we do that, I'd like to introduce staff in the room. I'm Marlita Peters, and I'll help facilitate your meeting today.
Mo Madani.
Justin Vogel.
Tom Campbell.
Chris Howell.
Robert Benbow.
Jim Hammers.
Thank you. Do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized?
Robert Shepherd.
Thank you, Mr. Shepherd. Anyone else? Hearing none, Mr. Shepherd, would you like to present your request?
Absolutely. You said Mr. Shepherd, right?
I did.
I first have to apologize to Mr. Schiffer. When you were making the roll call, I was trying to get my stuff together, and I thought you heard you say my name, and I had vouched for him. I apologize for that. Basically, what I have here is I have these two-family structures that are being submitted for their new structures. They're being submitted for a permit, and being that we're in Monroe County Marathon, we have a pretty high flood elevation here, and the structures are being mounted about 9-10 feet above grade. And in this particular two-family dwelling is a modular unit. So it comes down, it gets shipped down in the truck and put together. And it's a triangular shaped building. There's nothing restrictive about the way the building is designed to require a shared means of egress or anything. It's the structures have two doors. They qualify as the egress doors. Both doors open onto one shared deck. The staircase that is attached to the shared deck goes down to one side. It's not even in the front of the doors. It's on the other side of the unit. It's got a landing midway, changes direction, and the exit discharge is to a yard that then leads to a public way. in my, when this first came in, I made probably about 6 or 7 different phone calls to people that I trust, ranging from Jacksonville to Tampa to Broward County, all over, and I got a mixed bag of answers, which scared me a little bit. So my next phone call, as always, is to the commission. I think Mo Mandani is probably tired of hearing from me by now. But I called him and asked for his guidance, and he instructed me to call the ICC, and I did. And I got a gentleman with the ICC that I do not remember his name, and I explained the situation to him, and he said, absolutely not. He said, you have to maintain separate means of egress to the exit discharge. Because that is the whole reason we have the residential code, and it allows such a range of materials, is that they have separate means of egress, and that egress has to be maintained all the way to the exit discharge. So I happen to have a copy, and I know none of this was supposed to apply, but I had a copy of the IRC with the commentary, and it reaffirmed exactly what he said. I can read it. It says, additionally, the provisions require each two-family dwelling or townhouse to have a separate egress system for each of the dwelling units. Where a dwelling or townhouse exceeds allowed height in stories, does not individual egress for each dwelling unit, or does not conform to the prescriptive provisions of the code, the structures are then beyond the scope of the code. Like, my deck statement is just specific to the residential building code. I know under, if we design and build these structures under the building code, I could follow that as far as the shared means of egress and the design, the width, the height, the travel distance, everything, but the residential code seems to limit me to separate means of egress for each dwelling unit, and that's kind of where I am now.
Thank you. Mr. Mandani, do you have the staff analysis?
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Mo Mandani, and assuming everybody had an opportunity to look through the staff analysis, it's posted also on the agenda. I think really with regard to how you deal with mean of egress in terms of commercial comparing to residential and which code you're using, whether you're using the Florida Building Code building or using the Florida Building Code residential, I think we have to really stick with the code that being really addressed here and the building is designed to, which is in this case is the Florida Building Code residential. The Florida Building Code really within it, if you go to Chapter 2, it does not define mean of egress. And using the term exit access, exit and exit discharge, that's a terminology you use when you do a commercial building under the Florida Building Code residential. For the building code building. Mr. Shepard has described the project, its scope, in detail, so I'm not going to go through that. But I wanted to really go over those code sections that really address the issue here. Section R101.2 scope, and it says here, as you read it, is that detached one and two family dwelling and townhouses not more than 3-story above grade plane in height with a separate mean of egress and their accessory. So it does call for a separate mean of egress for a one and two family dwelling and townhomes. It's just general language. With regard to, requiring a separate mean of egress. It doesn't say for each unit. It says a separate mean of egress. Now, if you go to the residential codes, section R311.1, it really described to us what a mean of egress is in terms of when you're using the residential code. It says This dwelling shall be provided with a means of egress in accordance with this section. The means of egress shall provide a continuous and unobstructed path of vertical and horizontal egress travel from all portions of the dwelling to the required egress door without requiring travel through a garage. The required egress door shall open directly into a public way or to a yard or court that open to a public way. So there's two parts to this, really, the meaning of egress as described here. One part is that, you know, within the dwelling units, that you have a continuous, mainly unobstructed means of egress to the egress door, which is the exterior door. Then it says, now the other component is that the required egress door shall open directly into a public way or a yard or a court. And in this case, you know, we have an attached deck that is, and then also you have a stairs going from that attached deck to the yard. And the code defines a court. It says a space open and unobstructed to the sky, located at above grade level or a lot, and mainly bonded or boarded or enclosed on a three or more side of walls or a building. So the question, and it's in the commentary, it does explain to us what is the court. It says, an exterior area is a court if it's enclosed on at least three sides by exterior wall of the building or other enclosing elements and is open and unobstructed to the sky above. So the deck is, you know, in this case, it's enclosed and in three sides, and also it's open to the sky and so on. Based on that, the staff, first the question is, when the aforementioned two family dwelling are designed and constructed as described, are the requirements for separate means of egress satisfied by the shared deck and a single staircase with point of exit discharge at the yard? So the answer from the staff is, staff analysis, the answer to the petitioner question is yes. The shared deck of the project in question is considered a court as defined in section R202 for the Building Code Residential 6th Edition 2017, the proposed shared deck and single staircase with point of exit discharge at the yard would therefore satisfy the requirement of section R101.2 for the Building Code Residential 6th Edition for a separate means of egress. Thank you.
TAC members, do you have any clarifying questions for either Mr. Madani or Mr. Shepherd, the petitioner? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public that would like to ask questions or make a comment? TAC members, back to you for discussion and or motion. TAC members?
Anybody there?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Brad Schiffer. You know, I do have a problem because my phone dropped out in Robert's presentation. So,
do you have clarifying questions?
I'm hearing that. No, I just would want to hear what Robert had to say before, but don't repeat it.
Okay, sir.
And I may abstain from voting because of that.
Do you want Robert? I think I can summarize what Robert said. Robert mainly I've talked to him, and you know, when he came to me, I went through the code, and you know, and as I normally don't issue interpretation when I provide really discussion, mainly verbal. At that point, I did ask him to see to contact ICC, and from the ICC standpoint, he felt that yeah, you need to. Two set of staircases based on what ICC, you know, described, he said, in the commentary and so on. And also he said he did contact a number of people that he know, and they were kind of different, you know, take on the subject. Some say no, something yes, with regard to one stair, then with regard to two stairs. So it's really, there were no... you know, uniformity there or consistency with regard to the answer.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Who's speaking, please?
Robert Shepherd.
Mr. Shepherd, it's at the TAC right now. They will ask you if they have any questions of you.
Okay, thank you.
Brad Shepherd, I'd like to hear what he would want to say.
Thank you, Mr. Shepherd. Go ahead, Mr. Shepherd.
I have a few, I would say, issues. First off, I went at great length to make sure, because it's important to me that what I'm doing down here, they're doing all the way up in Tallahassee. And I'm not saying that Tallahassee specifically, I'm just saying regionally wise, whatever. The whole aspect of the building, and I've been in it in Florida since about the early 80s, is that it was a uniform. What we were doing at one end, we'd be doing at the other. But anyway, besides that point, as I read 311.1 means of egress, the required egress door shall open directly to a public way, to a yard, or court that opens to a public way. The issue that I'm having, the interpretation that was presented, is that the doors in question open onto a deck. The deck is shared. Then the deck opens on one portion of one side to a staircase. That staircase leads down to a yard. At the point I get to the yard opens to a public way. If I say that the required separation means of egress is just to the door, there's no difference between that and the building code, that specifically, really. There's only a difference in the fact that with the residential code, I have a specific requirement that each unit, even as I read from the commentary that's provided, specifically saying to have separate egress systems for each of the dwelling units. Each of the dwelling units must have a separate egress system. And as far as the deck being a court, having built probably about 52 family structures, when you have a court, the reason you have a court is that you typically get confines on the property and you have to build around, extending your systems either out or horizontally to make a design where you can enter the structure. There is no building restrictions with this whatsoever. The deck is being designed as a site element at the property by the engineer, not the modular company. The modular company is just shipping down a unit, but I guess that's either here or there. But and that's what follows the definition of the court, because the definition of the court says bound on three or more sides by walls or a building. I don't have that. I don't have any. This element is being built at the site. It's not part of the building. It's just attached to the building where the two egress doors exit onto. And that concerns me, is that if we think of a townhouse, we build five townhouses, and we wouldn't build one deck and let all doors enter onto a deck and then put one set of stairs down. So I'm not really agreeing with what I'm not really agreeing with the interpretation as it's thing before that lends itself to believe that there's no difference between this And the building code does, and once you get out the door, there are no restrictions. You can do whatever you want. But that's not what this code says. The code says that they have to have a separate egress system. That egress system should extend, I believe, to the exit discharge. I mean, that only makes sense, I think. So I respect that tremendously. I do kind of disagree with his interpretation. That's kind of how I got here. And in my research of going to different people that I went to, it was probably about 80% that said, no, you can't do that, and 20% that said, maybe you can. So that's why we got to this point. So that's my opinion.
Marlita, this is Brad again.
Go ahead.
You know, one problem I had in understanding this thing is you almost have to, number one, is get everything out of your head that you read about means of egress in the building code, because it doesn't really apply here. It doesn't really say egress system. It says separate means of egress, and then the residential code goes ahead and defines means of egress for the residential interpretation. So you're kind of, and let me apologize for this phrase because it's overused, but you have to be within the four corners of the 311.1, which is the definition of means of egress. And that's the only thing I think we can deal with. So in there, not talking about discharge, it's not talking about anything we would talk about in the building code. It's talking about that you have to get an exit that opens onto a yard or a court or, of course, the public way. Now, Moe's definition with the commentary of a court being something that's with a closing elements, which in this case would just be a handrail, is that a court? In the keys, you have to raise these things, so we do have kind of odd buildings, you know, trying to figure out where is the exit, and even in the building code, where does discharge start and where does the exit? In this case, the door could be considered the exit, and that would make sense that it's opening out into a court if we believe that a deck with handrails around it is a court. If we believe that that is a court, and the commentary looks like it's kind of taking you there by using the phrase enclosing elements, then essentially a door to a unit is the exit, and it hits the court. Once you're on the court, you can have stairways and any kind of other method to get to the grade, and then at the grade, walk to the public way. And I think that's what staff is saying here.
I
agree
with
you. The big issue is where is the exit? And I believe, and I've been through this in the keys on other projects, the door is actually the exit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we were in the building code, we would start discharge at that door. And it would, you know, I agree if you use the word egress systems, but the phrase in the code is really means of egress. It has to have separate means of egress. And like I said, we can only look in the four corners of the section on means of egress to come up with what's required for it. We can't dip into our knowledge of the building code.
This is Mo Medani, and that's when I looked at it, I tried to really not go to the building side and stick with the residential. And it's, I think the residential address it more in a simplistic fashion. And that's as Brad described, and that's how I really looked at it. So.
Right. And I'm afraid, I mean, I think with that interpretation, you could have a row house where people are stepping out of the door to the row house, which in my understanding here would be the exit onto whatever it is, whether it's a yard, in this case probably could be whatever, it could be a court, could be a yard, but the important, the separate part of the means of egress would end at the exit, and then from there things can be joined together. That's it's difficult for me to come to that conclusion, and it didn't happen quick, because I certainly understand what means of egress means in the building code, and it's not that.
Does that conclude your comments and questions, Mr. Schiffer?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other TAC members with comments or questions?
Yes, this is Holland. I support the staff analysis on when I think about multifamily, where you go out the door, you either can go into an enclosed hallway or you go out onto a balcony, and then that leads to a stairway. And I didn't see any difference between this type of arrangement than what you typically find in a multifamily housing apartment building.
Thank you, Mr. Holland. Anyone else on the TAC with comments or questions? Hearing none, TAC members, do we have a motion?
I made a motion to accept the staff analysis, Holland.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second, Hamburger.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to accept the staff analysis, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion stands. Is there any other business to bring before the TAC today? Any further comment, public comment, or members? Hearing none, we'll do a final roll call. Please answer by saying here. Hamid Bahadori?
Here.
Pete Schwab?
Here.
Amanda Hickman for Joe Belcher?
Here.
Jeff Gross?
Here.
Robert Hamburger?
Here.
Brad Schiffer?
Back again.
Joe Holland?
Here.
And Jim Schock excused. It's 2:27. Ladies and gentlemen, have a good afternoon, and thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Question, Mo. Would you like to take Mr. Gatlin's name off the list, even since he hasn't been appointed yet? John Gatlin?
No, leave him on there. He's TBA. I always put him on the minutes, too, because he's always participating.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Okay. The one is that Tony, I told
him. Tony Applejack.
Well, he needs to be taken off.
It's on the website still.
I think it's us, Jim Hammer. Jim.
Tony Applejack on fire.
Don't forget fire.
Yeah. He's out of here.
Thanks, everybody.
No problem.
Have a good day.
That was famous enough. I think we got famous.
27 minutes for a fire tag? That's pretty good.
Exactly.
And a deck statement.